Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam calls the damage to timber in the panhandle a, quote, catastrophic loss. And to residents of northwest Florida counties where the timber industry is crucial, that loss has some feeling uneasy.
80% of our income around here is timber driven, whether logging for the mills or chipping for fuel.
Steve Bailey lives in Calhoun County and is a lifelong resident of the region.
They're talking about pulling the mills out now because for the next 30 years they will have no wood here. There's not a planted pine in this, in probably 50 miles from here, that's not laying over.
Bailey, a former Bluntstown City Council member, says he already knows of timber workers in the area eyeing a move, and some have already left.
There's $100 million worth of damage to the mill in Panama City. They're not rebuilding. There's no wood to take to it. So we've got a lot of guys here that are just going to move probably for the next year to try to find work and come back whenever they can find something here.
The Florida Forest Service warns that as storm debris dries in those forest areas, potential for wildfires will increase. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.